Equipment roundup. Echo introduces light towers. Volvo CE's first US-built excavators. Deere settles right to repair lawsuit. Terms of Deere's agriculture right to repair settlement revealed. While introducing new blowers, mowers, and trimmers, and even two fully autonomous robotic lawnmowers at its annual Power Ronathon AUG. 26. Outdoor power equipment manufacturer Echo's main attraction was a new line of portable LED light towers of 3 kW, 6 kW, and 8 kW. Introduced at CONEXPO earlier this year as part of the Lake Zurich, Ill-based company's industrial power equipment division, the light towers have 359 degrees, can run up to 310 hours of runtime between refueling. All three are assembled at Echo's operations in South Carolina. "We wanted them to be very durable but very easy to use and maintain," said Ryan Fredrickson, senior product manager for Echo IPE. "They're all steel construction, instead of having a large plastic cover. Easy to maintain because you can remove panels quickly to access parts of the machine. The new light towers can plug directly into Echo's generator line, including the DGK400F 400 kVA generator. Jobsite power is an expanding market for Echo," Fredrickson said. Volvo CE rolls out first US-produced excavators. Volvo Construction Equipment is now producing more than 50% of its North American machine supply at its Shippensburg, PA, facility. Less than a year after announcing plans to localize more machine assembly, the company has delivered its first American-built excavators and larger wheel loaders to customers. A total of 11 additional models will be produced in Shippensburg. The company marked the milestone with an event attended by legislators and business and industry leaders on AUG. 19. The expansion brings Volvo CE's North American production portfolio to 30 machine models, including excavators, wheel loaders, and compactors. With the most recent investment of $40 million, Volvo CE has invested over $1.4 billion since 2007 to triple its annual output capacity and build workforce skills to support growth and increase digitization. Details of Deere agriculture settlement unfold. The $99 million John Deere right to repair settlement for agricultural equipment website went live August 28, and the first notices sent to agriculture customers by mail and email were also sent that day. According to the site, payments in the $99 million settlement are to be allocated by dealer labor hours billed on a user's qualifying machines, not by dollars spent. Parts used and markups for using an original equipment manufacturer versus aftermarket part are not in the payout formula. The deadline is December 4 to be included in the class or object. The fairness hearing that will decide whether the class settlement is approved is January 19 in a Rockford, Ill, federal court. The case is being watched by construction customers as a similar lawsuit has been filed in Chicago by landscaping contractor Christy Weber regarding the right to repair its construction-focused equipment. Looking for quick answers on construction and engineering topics? Try Ask ENR, our new smart AI search tool. Ask ENR right arrow.